located southeast of Road 490 River Road, northeast corner of 2nd Street and Road 490 River Road, and 600 feet south of the railroad in the town of Blates. The railroad's in the town of Blates, not the application. 911 address of 26063 River Road, Seaford, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 132, map 1.15, parcel number 3, requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement. To be more specific, they're requesting a 7.7-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback for a proposed manufactured home-type structure.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Randy Hill, 6739 Woodland Ferry Road.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Gentlemen, while Mr. Hill's going to the podium, I would say that we received some letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns. There's a form type sent. I have a letter from Drew Ward in support of the application. We have a form, similar statement of, I am in support of the above referenced case number for the variance from the front yard setback. I own the property in the community, and a newer trailer will greatly improve the character of the neighborhood. Please approve the front yard setback. And one signed by Larry Kaufman, Stephen Kaufman, Claudia Shields, and again, the letter from Drew Ward, which we received by email.
How many letters was that, Mr. Lang?
Well, actually, I thought I had five, but there's four. Drew Ward had two copies. One came on fax, and one was dropped off.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. Hello, Mr. Director, Mr. Chairman, board members, Mr. Sharp and Ms. Norwood. I'm here today, I guess, hoping to request a variance for a 2.6-foot setback. I own the property at 26063 River Road, or my father and I. And Steve Atkins created a survey to show the exact front yard dwelling setback for 300 foot east and west of the property. What we came up with was an average, or what Steve came up with was an average of 34.9 feet was the conclusion. The proposed mobile home that I'd like to put in there, it would be 32.3 foot, therefore asking for a 2.6 foot variance request that would afford relief. The property is zoned GR. Therefore, single-wide mobile homes are permitted. The lot is rectangular in shape, but it is small in size. It's 50 by 100. This lot was created 40 plus years ago, and the existing mobile home is 41 years of age. I spoke with several property owners in the neighborhood, and all were in support of the replacement given the current condition of the existing mobile home. The proposed variance will greatly increase the overall appearance of the community due to the condition of the existing mobile home. Due to the size of the lots in the community, many homes are closer than the proposed variance. There is a current site evaluation for the property for a full depth gravity system and a septic permit in place. I believe that I can answer the standard relief questions. As far as the uniqueness, the shape and size of the lot make it a hardship. The possibility of development, no, the dimensions and size of the lot have created the hardship, being it's, you know, it's 50 by 100. The variance is necessary to enable use of the property. As far as the difficulty being created by the applicant, I don't think so. The size and shape already existed. Again, as far as I can go back, since the existing mobile homes in 1973, the lot was there prior to that. It will not alter the character of the neighborhood. The goal is to improve the overall character with this newer home. It certainly will be an improvement to what's there today. And I'm asking the minimum variance As far as detrimental to the public welfare, this minimum variance that will afford relief. And again, with the extent of the variance, it's necessary to afford relief.
What size is the mobile home that you want to put there?
14 by 60.
Okay.
I've actually got a picture of it.
And 14 by 60, correct me if I'm wrong, is not, they don't make them too much shorter than that. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. That's kind of was the problem we ran into, trying to find something to fit on there.
It would be short enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think 41 years ago, it was more common to get something maybe 55 or,
right,
you know, that thing. So.
What is 70 more standard? 70 foot is more standard?
Yeah.
So that contributes to the neatness. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you guys like to see what the proposed trail was?
Sure, if you would like to.
Sure. I'll pass it down.
And is the mobile home you intend to place, is that new?
No, 1995.
95?
Yeah.
Well, the picture is good. It showed the existing and showed the proposed on the same photo.
That's good. Very nice.
Yeah, the existing one kind of looks a lot better on that picture than the condition it really is.
Okay.
The survey that you had two surveys in your file.
Mm-hmm.
The first survey was by Tom Temple, and he's showing the mobile, existing mobile with a porch. And it was only 7.4 feet from the side and 35.38, which is 35.4. Same as Mr. Atkins' survey, basically. So that porch is already removed?
No, the porch is a concrete porch. It hasn't been removed yet, but if this request is, or this variance is granted, then it's going to be removed.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Are there questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickert.
Mr. Lang, you had mentioned the average.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that 7.7 tenths of a foot, that reflects the average within the 300-foot?
Yeah, the average is 34.9 foot.
Okay, 34 point. I don't have a calculator, and I see all of them there.
Yeah, yeah, and he's proposing to be 32.3, which would give you a 2.6-foot variance from the average or a 7.7-foot variance from the 40-foot, whichever is easier to remember.
Right. I was just going to do the math there. What did you come up with, Lawrence, 2-point-something with the average?
2.6-foot variance from the average or 7.7-foot variance from the required 40.
40.
Whichever way you want to look at.
Yeah.
Come to that same.
Right, right. Okay, thank you. You did take the average, though. That's great. That's super.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Hudson.
No question.
Mr. Workman.
No questions.
Mr. Sharp.
No questions.
Mr. Lank.
I already asked too many questions.
No argument here. Very good. Then is there anyone here that is in favor of the application?
See,
hang on. I see two that are in favor. And is there anyone here in opposition to the application? And I see none, but there is a gentleman that has a question. So if you'd like to come forward, be sworn in, and we'll see if we can answer your question. Mr. Hill, you can have a seat if you like.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Gary Earl Walls, Jr., 8082 First Street, Seaford, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Podium is yours.
My only question is, as far as his request, does he meet all the other setbacks?
Yes.
This is only for the River Road frontage, correct?
That is all the only variance he is requesting, yes.
Okay.
Sir, it looks like it's going to be 26 feet from 2nd Street and 32.3 feet from River Road.
Right.
And 10 feet from the other two boundaries.
That's required, 10 feet.
Yes.
He's right on.
Okay.
That's
okay. All I have. Thank
not,
you.
Are you not opposed or in favor?
I'm in favor.
In favor?
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Then also note for the record, there are two more in favor. So, the chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,484. The applicant certainly has addressed the standards for granting a variance and done an excellent job. The we can either have the 7 foot or the two foot front yard variance, the 7 foot seven. I'm going to recommend that the 7.7 tenths of a foot variance for the front yard variance. The uniqueness to the property certainly is unique. It is a 50 by 100, 100 foot parcel. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and that's apparent also. And the unnecessary hardship is not, in fact, the difficulty has not been created by the applicant because of the size of the parcel that's there. And the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief. And the requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation.
Very well. I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Hudson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard.
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And aye too for the reasons that are stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,484 is approved.